Continuing with Margaret, Francis A. Fitzgerald, who had been a personal friend of Tesla since the development of Niagara Falls, and who was with the Niagara Power Commission at Buffalo, tried to assist the inventor with one of his most cherished scientific concepts in 1927. He interceded with the Canadian Power Commission to finance a project to transmit power without wires. And my comment, recall from our reading of Chapter 16, Ridiculed, Condemned, Combated, in Margaret's book, that Nikola filed his patent apparatus for transmitting electrical energy related to the Wardenclyffe project, number 119732, in 1902, but that it was not issued him until 1914. And that, and this is from our February 26, 2017 show, the file Tesla's Wireless Electricity Patent, Nikola's oscillation transformer revealed signals that were actually induced by earth currents. Continuing with Margaret, the venture was not carried out, the prospective venture of the Canadian Power Commission to finance a project to transmit power without wires, but it planted in the minds of some Canadians a seed that regenerates itself every few years down to the present writing. In efforts to transmit hydroelectric power wirelessly and inexpensively through the earth. For years, it had been rumored that Tesla had invented a powerful beam, a death ray, and my comment, the EMF weapon. Although let's own that the term is confusing, given it includes taking down airplanes and flooding the body with mucus. Its effect dependent on the type of EMF and its frequencies the state is using. Continuing with Margaret, but he had been strangely uncommunicative on the subject. And I want to comment, the regular visits of the ex-naval lieutenant Richard Pearson Hobson, who had attached himself for life to Nikola following Nikola's robotics demonstration at Madison Square Garden in 1898. This is discussed in our November 20, 2016 show, the audio file Nikola Tesla Introduces Robotics, and is discussed in Margaret's Chapter 12, the chapter Robots, should perhaps be viewed, his attachment, Richard Hobson's attachment to Nikola, should perhaps be viewed in this light, as the actions of a go-between, communicating that the U.S. military is engaged in top-secret research for its top-secret plans. And I must admit, it surprises me that as late as this, the early 1920s, Nikola can still give this story any credit whatsoever. Granted, in broad strokes, the story is true, but as for their intentions for the weapon's use, in retrospect, it's obvious those intentions are malevolent. Continuing with Margaret, in early 1924, a flurry of news reports from Europe claimed that a death ray had been invented there, first by an Englishman, then by a German, and then a Russian. Almost at once, an American scientist, Dr. T.F. Wall, applied for a patent on a death ray, which he claimed would stop airplanes and cars. Then a newspaper in Colorado proudly retorted that Tesla had invented the first invisible death ray capable of stopping aircraft in flight while he'd been experimenting there in 1899. The inventor was unusually noncommittal on the matter. In 1929, when Scherf again filled out tax returns for the Nikola Tesla Company, he told Tesla, quote, unfortunately, the company had no tax to pay, unquote. In this respect, he was at least in tune with the times. For now, the Great Depression had begun. And I comment, a song I made up begins, economic hardship rolls in fascism, but the truth of what was done to Nikola, and so to all of us, changes everything. Every last line of the falsified history of the U.S. and beyond that we've been given will have to be rewritten. Once we're free, let's correct every detail of it. Today, this song would probably begin, war, economic hardship, and fascism. It took all three for the Plato's tribesmen to suppress their theft of Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon. We're going to close with that and encourage you to read ahead in the reading of Proudhon. We'll be next week wrapping up for some time our Proudhon reading. We'll obviously continuously be bringing back excerpts of Proudhon, but some questions that I want to pursue are coming up within the context of our triumvirate, our emissaries from love, and additional reading that I've been given, some new thoughts I'm thinking, or I should say, some issues that I need to sort through in my own mind, having to do with a question my son asked about experiencing the infinite and what that means. And it dovetails with some of what I've been reading that has questioned the essence of, in this particular case, Christianity, and asks, because it's looking at Christianity, is it a form of, in fact, fantasy to believe in something which we don't see or hear, right? But please read ahead in the Proudhon section to see the direction for next week's show. Thank you so much for your patience. I love you. Stay tuned for our outro juxtaposition, which is titled, Nicola's AC System Was Golden Out the Gate. Stay tuned in case you were not able to hear it by listening from the website to the juxtaposition from the show previous, which was the November 26th show, Nicola Sees Electrical Energy. Until next week, I love you. Peace.
That I gotta blow away. Here's my chance to cure the ills of the people, but not until I make this motherfucker pay. And oh, baby, I count the days. Secrets will you keep mine? If we hurry, we can catch a train. If it was left up to you, I would die in pain. That's why I count the days.
Beverly with a maze. I'm counting, motherfucker, I count the days.